Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 600 flights have already been canceled today at London's Heathrow Airport. A fire at a substation nearby cut power to the entire airport, which sees 1,300 flights take off and land each day. No flights until tomorrow. President Trump moving to dismantle the Education Department and give more oversight to states. Indiana Governor Mike Braun.
I feel real good about the challenge. We've been asking for it. Now the challenge is with us. We need to make sure that we don't drop any balls and that we take it in the right direction.
And former Education Secretary Arne Duncan.
Not a single thing Trump has done, not a single thing he has uttered or said helps an additional child, one child in this country, better learn how to read. That's where we should be focused.
Almost a year after the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse in Baltimore, the NTSB is warning the owners of 68 different bridges across the country they need to assess their risk of collapse if hit by a ship. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice finding and charging those who allegedly set Tesla Cybertrucks on fire. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Those charged with destroying Tesla property are part of a wave of domestic terrorism. Prosecutors said a suspect arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails at a dealership in Salem, Oregon, was also armed with a high-powered rifle. Prosecutors said another suspect who allegedly tried to set fire to Teslas in Loveland, Colorado, was found with materials to produce firebombs. And Daniel Clark Pounder, accused of torching a Tesla charging station in South Carolina and spray-painting profane messages, allegedly found with a three-page letter voicing objections to President Trump and Elon Musk's federal layoffs, writing, "We will not stand idly by."
ABC's Aaron Katursky. A federal judge temporarily blocking Elon Musk from accessing Social Security systems that hold the personal data on millions of Americans, calling their work, quote, a fishing expedition in search of a fraud. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, I finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We could even see a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 22. Tomorrow, it will be sunny and cooler, high of 37, with some rain mixing with snow late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will discuss if the Trump administration is defying court orders or just being cute. Plus, did the administration commit fraud and mass firings at the IRS? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to ya. Happy Friday to ya. Yes. Yes. Congratulations, Wisconsin Badgers getting a nice win yesterday against Montana. Congratulations, Bonduelle getting a nice win over Prairie School. Congratulations, Freedom just blowing away whoever it was they played. They could have had the biggest margin of victory. Not that that matters, but they were just unbelievable. Oshkosh North, great time of year, college basketball, high school basketball, all these great things happening this weekend. It's my favorite weekend of the entire year.
This one right here?
Right here. This is my favorite weekend of the entire year.
It's one of those weeks, it's the time of the week, time of the year when not a lot of work gets done.
And what else are you going to do? Yeah, I mean, the weather's crappy. That's right. Yeah, right. You're not out doing yard work yet. You don't want to be in the garage. You know, look, they're still frozen. We got more snow than Marquette, than the UP does.
I know. This is kind of that swath right over our
area.
And
I mean, that whole 24 inches, whatever they got, is like gone. And we've got more snow than them now.
Saw some satellite pictures yesterday. It was sunny enough out that they could get some really good shots of the snow from outer space.
Yeah.
And there's just that swath right across.
You see just where it went,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Is that it?
I don't know. It sounds like we might have some next week.
I know. It looks crappy next week, too. Oh, well. Well, at least we'll have our own little dose of sunshine.
What are you talking about?
When the mayor walks back in.
He's got quite a tan already.
With his big coconuts for us or whatever they grow down in the Bahamas.
If you had to guess if he was going to get us gifts, do you think he'd bring us something?
I think it'd be a pair of giveaway sunglasses from the cruise. Like orange or something. Turquoise.
Yeah.
That's my bet. Would it still be in the paper what they got them from? I bought these for you at a gift shop in Haiti. They're made by a local craftsman.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, happy Friday to you folks. Thanks for being with us all week. We've had a great time, really good time. And I thank the people that filled in this week so much, starting with on Monday, Mike Steve Pack.
Yep.
Had a great time with him. Vanessa Moran, just a treat to have in the studio with her personality. Mike Pritzel, great guy, great friend. Just what a good bunch of people we've had. And then, of course, Dennis, who's going to be back today. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band with a very important and poignant message yesterday, a personal message that he courageously shared. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But his battle with cancer, he's public. He's going to fight it as hard as anybody you've ever seen fight in your entire life. So a lot of good things going on. But anyway, it is 30 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. It is windy. That is still a cold wind out there. Hang on. I got to check.
Uh-oh. Time for the weather check with your soon-to-be meteorologist, yeah. John Mino.
Yeah. The winds are coming in fairly strong, 8 to 10 miles an hour, coming directly from the west.
Oh, damn it. You are almost right on 9 miles an hour from the south.
See? Okay.
Yeah.
It's too dark to see. Now that it's too dark, I can't see the courthouse flag.
Right.
So I have to depend on here on Schreiber.
Yeah, and that's
they
swirls
get blocked.
Around.
That swirls all over the place. Yeah. So you can't fault me for that.
You were right on
you
with
can't
the
start off my
miles
Friday
per hour.
That way. Yeah. Today is single parent day. Man, there's a lot of those, huh? You know what's amazing? Like when I was in high school, I remember we had a weird situation. When I was a junior, not weird, but I mean tragic sort of. The starting backfield, I wasn't in the starting backfield as a junior, but the quarterback, fullback, and running back, all tremendous athletes. All didn't have a dad. All their dads had died by the time they were 16.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Were they all working in the mines or anything like that? Was there anything just the way it was?
Yeah, just the way it was. One was suicide, I know, and other, you know. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, other than that, I don't know of anybody all through my, who, when it was Parents' Day, you didn't have your two parents.
Right.
And now, when so many times, you know, we do games, me and Ted, and it's Parents' Night, and boy, it's... You know.
Slim pickings.
Slim. You know, how many fewer have, you know, two? So, single parent, that's a big day, man. I'll tell you that. My daughter's a single parent, and God bless her with those three. I'm going to post a picture soon on my Facebook. The future of radio, because every week, whenever they stay with me, my granddaughters, the number one thing they want to do on Saturday mornings is come down here and put on the headphones and play radio.
Which is exactly what Grandpa wants to do after a week of playing radio for real,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Then the other thing they want to do is go into our back office room and play chairman of the board. They just think that's cool. It's a big thing. Yeah. So single parent day. God bless every single parent out there. Crunchy taco day. There's no such thing as a bad taco, is there?
No.
French bread day. Could take some warm French bread with a little, how come you can't get butter, the kind of butter you get at, you know where I used to get it was Red Lobster. It was that flavored butter, apple butter. Apple butter. How come you can't like buy apple butter?
You've got to be able to.
I don't think you can. I think they only sell it to restaurants. It's not available.
But you would put
anyways.
That on your French bread,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, hot French, or those rolls. Oh, yeah. Mm. French fry potatoes. Mm.
I think you can take like apple butter jam and mix it with, you can whip it into your butter.
Too much work.
Yep. Too much work for
Mino. Too much work.
Yep.
It's a lot of work.
Thought about that before I even brought it up.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You want to know what I've put together a really good sandwich, which is almost like no carbs.
Yeah.
Okay. I buy those carbless wraps now.
Yep.
It's 14 grams of carbs, but 14 grams of fiber. So it cancels out the carbs.
Yep.
Okay. I buy that sliced turkey breast, which has like one carb. Okay.
Yep.
And then you know what I love buying coleslaw without the actual coleslaw sauce, just the chopped up cabbage like
yep.
that.
Yep.
And you put that in a wrap together with some mayo. That's fantastic. It almost it tastes like? It tastes like a Caesar salad sandwich.
Okay.
Really good.
There you go.
So that's my new thing.
Gotcha.
It's my new go-to.
Now how's that working for you?
It's going to start working pretty soon. It's going to kick in any day.
Yeah.
Any day. Today is Vermouth Day. I don't quite get vermouth.
I'm not sure either.
Don't get it. To me, that's the same as like bitters. What is it?
Or gin. Like it's like.
Or gin.
Yeah. Ugh, I don't know.
Yeah. Tattoo Day. We both got a tattoo.
Yeah.
A couple. Yeah. Tiramisu Day. Tiramisu. That's a dessert, right?
Yep.
Tiramisu.
Yep.
Kind of like a pudding sort of thing?
Kind of like a cookie.
Was it a cookie?
Well, like a vanilla wafer kind of thing. And
it seems like the type of thing you'd have at Village Rose.
Vintage Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like they would have tiramisu.
Yep. Of some sort.
Of
it's
some
good.
Sort.
You would like it. There's some kind of liquor in it. I can't remember
is
what
there?
It is. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rum, I think.
Huh. Rosie the Riveter Day.
Yeah.
Who was the first person used... as a model for okay, this is a true story, okay? Want to hear some history?
Yeah.
So, start of World War II, women started working in the factories, okay?
Yep.
Ronald Reagan was in the Army, but was doing films, as they would say in the day, films for, you know, patriotic, hey, look at these ladies working on. This lady right here is building a B-17. She's no little housewife in the kitchen. She's,
right.
Guess who one of the women were that was featured in that thing? As just this riveter with a do-rag on her head and coveralls.
B. Arthur.
Nope.
Okay. I don't know.
Come on, three guesses.
Bigger.
Bigger? Much. 100 times bigger.
Oh, my gosh. Who would it be? Okay, film, singer,
film.
Or film?
No biggest. Who's the biggest you can come up with?
Betty Davis?
Nope.
Who?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, really?
Yes. Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
Yeah. She was like 19 years old, married to, I think, a sailor and working as literally a riveter. And Ronald Reagan shot his big thing there, and she was one of the people in the background doing this stuff.
Did that then launch her career?
No.
No?
But I think it she did get noticed a little bit, somebody, but, you know, whatever, whatever. But because I think they used her then for another thing. So
yeah.
I guess you could say it did help it, but isn't that ironic?
It
Ronald
is.
Reagan and Marilyn Monroe.
Well,
things. Yes. Well, Marilyn, how you doing? Actually, what was her real name? Her real name was
Norma.
Norma
Jean.
Norma Jean. Jean. That's right. Yeah.
Well, Norma
well,
Jean.
Norma Jean.
My name's Ronnie.
Why don't you come on over to the ranch?
Meet the monkey.
Matthew Broderick, 63 years old, who was, of course, he made one movie and probably has $100 million because of one movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he made others, but my goodness.
He will always be Ferris Bueller.
Does he get paid every time that's on?
I think so. He gets residuals.
How do we get residuals? We got to work on
first
that.
First of all, we got to do some work worth residuals.
Great point.
Yeah.
That's a good starting point, though. Rosie O'Donnell is 63. Gary Oldman, who always plays a bad guy. He seems like he would be a bad guy, is 67. Timothy Dalton. Now, you want to talk about a bad, bad character. In the series that's on again now, 1923.
Yeah.
He plays, and you go on those Facebook-type things, and people are like, why do you have somebody this horrific in the show? I mean, he's great as an actor because you look at him, and he just scares the crap out of you. He is the evilest character I've ever seen in a TV show in 1923. Like, disgusting. Like, I fast-forwarded through a couple of those scenes.
Wow, really?
I literally fast-forwarded through a couple of the scenes in 1923. Turned my stomach.
I didn't think he was very good as James Bond, to be honest.
He wasn't good-looking enough.
No.
No disrespect, but not good looking enough. You know, Burt Reynolds was offered the job one time.
No.
I can't see that. Can you imagine
that? Yeah. A totally different version of of him, and there'd be banjos involved.
Absolutely.
And cowboy hats.
The two big roles he was offered that he turned, three big roles. Okay, well, that one he didn't regret. Die Hard. John McClane.
Okay.
Okay, Bruce Willis's role.
Yeah.
And Star Trek, as the one that Harrison Ford had.
You mean Star Wars?
Star Wars.
See, I couldn't see him in either one
of those.
I can't
either.
At all. That would totally change
maybe
everything.
Maybe Die Hard. That would be the only one that I could see. But you'd almost think he'd be pointing with a smirk.
And chewing his gum.
And chewing his gum.
Who's the guy that did him on Saturday Night Live that passed away not that long ago?
Norm MacDonald.
Oh.
Phenomenal.
His impression
Phenomenal.
Of him was spot on.
Phenomenal. I loved Norm MacDonald. I loved his O.J. Simpson.
there's a guy that was that wasn't afraid of getting fired for the bit. He would just go with it.
Yeah. Yesterday was so-and-so, and O.J. Simpson come in because he was killing people.
And the crowd would kind of
Ooh.
Laugh.
Yeah. Then he'd just go to the next joke. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got this one from Terry. Snow Sunday into Monday. A couple of inches of wet snow for Green Bay. Sparky says, not to ruin the surprise, but Jim will be gifting John the shuffleboard puck that started the melee on the cruise ship. It was removed from the man's dentures. Sparky. Thank you, Sparky. We got a full plate coming up, folks. Stay with us.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
The mayor might be back, depending on clearance and customs. And
yeah, there's a whole whatever. That we're kind of worried about, to be honest with you.
So we hope to have him back Monday. We're waiting for an update. You hear about that with Jim Schmidt? You guys friends with Jim, aren't you? Former mayor. So on a cruise, typical Jim gets into a big argument during a shuffleball game. Okay, with somebody
shuffleboard.
Yeah. Get into it, yada yada, and whatever. So. Word we heard is he's detained in, like, Haiti now, and they took away his passport and stuff. So he's trying to get it back. So anyway, we'll find out if he makes it back. Yeah, I don't know if charges are going to be filed. Do you know if that guy whose dentures he broke, there's going to be charges, Todd? We don't even know that yet, right?
We don't. I think he was trying to pay the guy off not to press charges.
Right, yeah. So anyway, he's kind of all his old cronies up here and made all the mom stuff. So we'll find out Monday. But anyway, we've got Kevin Urban, Tony Pickler, Simplify and Declutter in Alloway. I got to tell you, I lived in Alloway. That's like such a nice little community. Whenever I go back there, that is just still such a nice little community, isn't it?
It's a great spot to be, no doubt about it.
It just is. Even when I drove past Resurrection yesterday, my son went to school and that was our church and everything. Mm-hmm. Just have a good feeling about that area.
Yeah, no doubt. And Dom's a great kid.
You know Dom, huh?
He's doing great.
You know Dom and you know my daughter Amber.
Yep. It's a small world, and Alloy's a small.
I am getting to be part known of the community. As my kid's dad.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Is that good or bad?
For some of the other stuff you've been known for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right? If that's the worst I'm known for, I'll take that.
They're doing great stuff.
Thank you for what you guys do for our community. You know, when people talk about our show, what kind of a show is it? I said it's a show just about community and people in the community. It's not about us. It's about people in the community doing good things. So go ahead and just giving you guys a forum, talk about your great projects that you guys are working on.
So we're working on a couple of different things. So Kevin Erb, I've been in Green Bay probably 32, 33 years now. And one of the things that I've always looked at is what can we do to leave this world a little bit better place for the people beyond us? And we've got a group at Resurrection Parish, the Care for Creation Committee, and really thinking about what can individuals do. And so I'm also a member of the Alloway Lions Club. And as we've been thinking about both organizations, what can we do to make the community a better place? And it's like, you know, we all have too much stuff. Yeah. I mean, you look at the basement, you look at the garage, heck, even I open the junk drawer and there's an old cell phone in there, there's an iPod. So we said, what
Matt, I got to tell you something. I'm one of those guys, I'll see something on the internet, okay, about, you know, 10 tips for making, and I just did one this morning, you know, and you're scrolling, and I saved it. And the thing is, for stress, I want to say decluttering was first or second on the list of how to alleviate everyday stress was decluttering.
Yeah, and part of, I think, procrastination is just looking at how big the challenge is of doing something and then not wanting to get started. Same thing with my garage, my basement, I hate to admit it as well. And so what we're looking at is an event that we've put together on April 12th to give people a chance to clean out the garage, clean out the basement, clean out the junk drawer.
And so, isn't that a great feeling?
It is. It's nice when you can pull in the garage and not have to worry about, am I going to run into something? Yep. Is there enough room in there? But really bringing together three different events in one. And so we've partnered with Tony here, Spokes of Hope, the Alway Lions Club, and the Resurrection Care for Creation Committee. And we've opened this up to anybody, not only in Alway or Green Bay, but the entire area. And so that event on April 12th, three different things. It's an electronics recycling drive. Basically, anything that you've got that's got a cord, you can bring in, recycle it. In fact, everything's actually going to be free, which makes this different than a lot of other events.
So you could bring a TV or something, and it's free? Because that can be really expensive.
You can bring, so not only the small monitors like you're looking at here on the desk in front of us, but also the big screen TVs, the 32, the 42, the 82-inch. And even if, I know some people have some of those really old ones that weigh like 150, 200 pounds.
Although I will say this, so if somebody's got an 82-inch and it still works, just give them my number two. When it's March Madness, I might get about three different ones going. So.
But I know there's people that have got those really big ones because in some cases it's $50, $60 to get it to effectively recycle it, make sure it's going to be recycled properly. We've got funding that's going to cover all of that cost. So people can load up those old electronics, bring them over to the recycling drive at Res the morning of the 12th of April. There's not going to be a fee, so it's a good chance that old garage fridge, A, may not be working, but it also may not be that efficient. Let's get it out of there. Let's clean it up. Give you a chance, really, to get rid of a lot of those electronics, like I said, big or small. Bring them in. We've got a few folks that will actually be there to help unload smaller items and larger items out of cars. And so that's one part of the event. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a few minutes, too. Second part of the event, partnering with the Lions Club, repurposing old eyeglasses,
that's
hearing
aids. That's traditional, isn't it, though? That's awesome. Yep.
Printer cartridges. We'll have folks there that will be collecting those, making sure that they get to people in need, the Lions Clubs, and we can talk about this. Basically inspect those, fix any issues, and then make them available to needy folks not only here in Wisconsin, but around the country, around the world. And then the third part of it is what Tony's doing here with Spokes for Hope, which is really taking old bicycles and repurposing those for people here in the Green Bay area that don't have adequate transportation.
I have one of those bicycles that have been reclaimed.
And we need your bike.
Yeah. No, I'll make a trade for you. Give me a gel seat.
We can get you a gel seat. We'll get you a gel seat.
I had such high ambition last year when I bought that. And I was driving, and it's like, oh, my buttocks hurt for a long time. I'm not built for those old bike seats anymore. I need something a little more forgiving.
Substantial.
Substantial.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a little bit more. You don't have to be from Alloway to take part in this, right?
No, definitely not. We've opened it up to anybody. I've had folks in Greenleaf, Wrightstown, some of the rural communities say, can I bring stuff in? Definitely so. I mean, we want to make this open to anybody, whether you're local to our part of Alloway, which is the southern part, or anywhere in Brown County. In fact, if you want to load up something, bring it in from farther away. In fact, I've had a few folks say, I've got a couple old bikes that we don't use up at the cabin. When I go up and open it up here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to throw those in the back of the pickup truck, bring those down.
Who does the actual work for you guys then, refurbishing them?
So we have some bike mechanics.
Okay.
So it's an interesting story. Spokes of Hope has been around for about 10 years
sure.
now. And it was born out of St. John's Homeless Shelter. So, you know, all the broken down bikes there. Knowing that homeless people.
Just laying out there sometimes.
That's how they get around.
Right.
Feet, bus, bike. But they didn't have the ability to fix them. They didn't have the parts. They didn't have the tools. So we've been partnering with St. Vincent de Paul for about 7 or 8 years now. We work out of their shop. They've got the shop, they've got the parts, they've got the equipment, we've got the mechanics.
Love it. We're going to send her a quick break. This is really interesting stuff. And for anybody that's trying to throw away some of those electrical things, you have no idea how much they'd be saving by bringing them to. I mean, that's really expensive.
It really
this
is. Scary.
We got to talk more about this. Right after this, right back.
I got a feeling.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A vivid new report's been released showing just how much of Wisconsin is rural. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. This new report titled The Rural-Urban Balance in Wisconsin was released by the recently formed Rural Policy Institute. Bob Welch is its executive director and explains their goals.
You know, nobody's really looking into rural issues as rural issues. And there's sort of a missing think tank in Wisconsin and maybe in a wider area, quite frankly. We here at the Welch Group, who work with a lot of farm groups, together with Farm Bureau, with the Towns Association and the Rural Electric Co-ops, all sat down and said, you know, what should this look like? And we kind of came up with this idea of the Rural Policy Institute. And again, we're not going to be an advocacy group saying, hey, legislators, vote for something, but we are going to be exploring issues and letting people know what's going on in rural Wisconsin.
Bob Welch, executive director of the Rural Policy Institute. If you're interested in taking a look at the new information about how much of Wisconsin is truly rural, it's all up online, ruralpolicyinstitute.org, also on their LinkedIn account. This is going to be a part of the discussion with lawmakers next week at the annual Ag Day at the Capitol event.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselight also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And 10 education programs across the state are picking up $500 grants from the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program. Beth Schaefer, the executive director, says it's part of their Ag in All Classrooms effort. One example of a project funded includes the Menominee Indian High School in Kashina getting a $500 grant for an indigenous medicine garden. You can see more details on the projects that are funded on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We could even see a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 22. Tomorrow, it will be sunny and cooler, high of 37, with some rain mixing with snow late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little bit of a spring break.
But we got a very special best of episode for you. And look forward to John and Gordy in the seat for the Maggie Dawn Show next week.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Special best of episode for you. And look forward to John and Gordy in the seat for the Maggie Dawn Show next week.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Joint Finance Committee for the Wisconsin Legislature announced that a state budget public hearing will be held in the Kaukauna High School Auxiliary Gym April 2nd from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. This is one of four public hearings to be held throughout the state in the month of April. In addition to the JFC hearings, Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim, along with representatives from the area, will hold budget listening sessions in April and May throughout the Fox Valley. For more information and for links to send input to the JFC, see our story at WGBW.FM. An Appleton man has been charged with the death of an infant 15 years after the fact. 35-year-old Michael Donnelly was charged Thursday with first-degree reckless homicide in the case of the infant's death in April of 2010. An autopsy said there was no anatomic cause of death and found it to be consistent with a co-sleeping death. The criminal complaint in the case does not say why the charges are being filed now. Looking for employment has just gotten a little bit easier in Brown County. The Brown County Library has opened its second job pod, this one at the Wyers-Hilliard branch. The first is at the East Branch Library. A job pod gives access to job search resources and expertise from workforce development professionals in a public space. It also helps those who may not have transportation or internet access. The result of a partnership between the Bay Area Workforce Development Board, Brown County Library, Nicolet Federated Library System, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, there are four job pods throughout Northeast Wisconsin, two in Brown County and one each in Algoma and Niagara. More are being developed. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This is really interesting. The Resurrection Care for Creations Electronic Recycling Drive, Saturday, April 12th, 9 o'clock until noon at Resurrection Parish, 333 Hilltop Drive in Green Bay, Alloy-ish. If you're in Green Bay, you could take Baird all the way over, right to...
Turns into Libel.
Turns into Libel, yep. So it's an easy place. But this is really good. And these are some of the items that you forget. Like you and I were talking, we were all just talking here. Brought a TV to a recycling place. And it was $30 recently, and it wasn't a big TV. So that's why the other one is still sitting in the basement because I don't feel like spending $50.
Yep. Yeah, and I think there's probably people all over our community that had that same situation. They got the TV, some big appliance, something sitting around, don't want to pay the money to get it recycled, but here's an opportunity.
I mean, I'm just going to run through some of these things, all right? Because when you think about it, I'm not sure where else you would bring one of these things. But air conditioning units.
I think that's big because air conditioners, dehumidifiers, refrigerators all have Freon.
Yes.
And those are expensive to get rid of. But this is a one-time event in a sense where there's not a fee. So if you put it on the curb, the city's going to slap a label on this. We're not going to take this. It's got Freon. Whereas here you can bring it and make sure it's dealt with properly and not have to pay to get rid of it.
And some other things people might not think about, but batteries. Batteries in like fluorescent lights and light bulbs. People are making environmentalists or whoever you want to call it. People, you know, they realize the danger in just throwing those into supervised landfills, right?
Right. And we're not taking fluorescent light bulbs. We're focusing on the metal and the electronics.
Oh, you're not taking fluorescent?
Nope.
Okay. I did not know that, but thank you for saying that then. What other things, like, would you not be taking?
So anything radioactive, obviously.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin, for putting that parameter on it.
Okay. Listen, if somebody were going to do that, he would be Mino, so it's a good thing you brought
that up. Well, that's why I was trying to build that one thing, remember?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but basically we're looking at anything with a cord. So if it plugs in, whether it's something as small as an old hair dryer, curling iron, washing machine, electronics with a TV, all the way down to that old cell phone that's sitting in the junk drawer.
Microwaves,
yep, they're on the list.
That's another one that's expensive.
Treadmills.
Okay,
everybody's got a treadmill.
Yes. I got to tell you something. Yes. So the treadmill I had for probably 10 years, was when I was working for a real estate company, and when they take over, like, foreclosed houses and different things like that, we would have to hire somebody to do it. And I'm like, I'll do it. Pay me. I'll do it. All right. I could have gotten 20 treadmills. That is the one thing always left behind is the treadmill.
Yes. Yep. Yes. When we moved into our house, the former owners left the treadmill, which actually still worked, except now the belt slips a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is my opportunity. You I just have to get that thing up the stairway.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Tony, I get the feeling we're going to have a semi-load of stuff from your basement in your garage here.
I did talk to a woman yesterday, however, though, who does have almost a truckload full of stuff that they're moving.
And, exactly.
And she's like, this is the perfect time.
Perfect opportunity. Well, I'm just shocked at the big snow blowers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, we're not just talking about a 14-inch TV. We're talking snow blowers.
Yep. Basically, the firm we're working with does the electronics. They do the scrap metal. And so as long as you're loading up the electronics, throw that old lawnmower in there as well.
That's fantastic. Tell me again about your mission with this.
So
I think this is really important and it's unique.
So Resurrection, each year during Lent, we create a theme. Mm-hmm. And so this year our theme is there's abundance and simplicity. If you simplify your life, declutter, get rid of some stuff, maybe eat a little less, whatever, just simplify. There's an abundance in that, and there's goodness in that. And so doing this kind of drive with the electronics, the bikes, the hearing aids, the glasses, it's just an opportunity to do that, to just simplify a little bit.
And as I mentioned, mentally, that is such a great thing. You know, there's a favorite book of mine, and I literally keep it on my nightstand, okay? It's called Make Your Bed, and it's written by that former Navy SEAL. And he had to speak at the University of Texas. And it's basically people came up to him and said, you got to put this in a book. This is so important. And he went through all sorts of things, and his parachute didn't open one time and was paralyzed for months upon months, and all different things happened to him, fought in the wars, all these things. And they said, what is the number one bit of advice after everything you went through, your unbelievable training, what is the one word of advice? And he told those kids, I'm going to leave you with one word. I'm going to leave you with one thought in your mind. Every single morning, make your bed. He said, that will give you a greater sense of accomplishment than all the plans you've got for the rest of the day, because you just started off your day with a success and an achievement. He said, you'll be shocked at how that little thing will lead to so many more things and how much more productive you'll be, because you feed off that. You feed off that endorphin or whatever of making an accomplishment early in the day.
Just a simple thing. And you know, think about how many times, like in your house where you got that room, that office space, whatever, and you take some time, you get it.
Yep.
Put together again, declutter it, all of that. It just feels good.
Feels good. I have a big problem, though. Todd knows about this, and I put it on my Facebook.
Which one?
Well, when I start decluttering,
man.
Unfortunately, I find, like, my old baseball cards or some old Sports Illustrated from the 70s, and you can't just put them aside without going through them.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
Lots of guys that are like that.
I'm a collector too.
Okay.
One thing too. I mean, there are those things, baseball cards and things like that. Of course, you might not want to get rid of those. But
slow you down in the decluttering process.
Think about
process.
This. Think about all the clothes in your closet, right? And how many of those just sit there?
No question.
Day after day.
I'm going to lose weight when most of them are going to fit again, though.
One thing I read a book on decluttering once, and it said, hey, think about putting all of your clothes out, and then the ones that you know you wear all the time, put them back in your drawer right away, right? The ones that you think you might wear, but you're not sure, put in a box. And if you don't, and secure that box, right? If you don't find yourself going, where is that sweater that I always wanted to wear? If you don't do that for
if you don't miss it.
A year, a month, whatever timeline you want to put on that, then take that box to St. Vincent de Paul or wherever you want to bring it.
Great idea.
And get rid of it.
That's a great way of looking at it.
That tells you you don't really need it.
Got to text your, damn it, guys. I wanted to come down and do stuff, but nothing radioactive? Well, to the Bay, I guess. Brian. And Brian's local school teacher. Yeah. So that's what's taking care of our youth right now, just so you know. Yeah. You know, another thing that we're talking about as far as getting rid of stuff like that, so many times I think we just feel at some point in your lives, and now I'm at the opposite end of it, like, I want to get rid of stuff. But there's just something about collecting. I went to this garage sale and, boy, I bought this. Never use it, but there's a little bit of a Jones sometimes for buying stuff too and then never using it. But there's a feeling of this is fun buying stuff cheap. Oh, true?
Psychologically, I think that's very true. And then at the same time, there's things that we needed, we used, but we don't anymore. I used to do a lot of woodworking, really use that belt sander, but haven't touched it in 5 years. Now that's something that, yeah, I could bring here, but it works. But somebody else can actually use that. So instead of recycling, that's going to go to Habitat for Humanity, the resource. Somebody else can be able to use it. So we talk about decluttering. Obviously, we're providing an opportunity to recycle things here. But if something is functional and works, there's places like St. Vincent de Paul, like the Habitat for Humanity Restore, and like Spokes of Hope and some of the other projects out there that can repurpose and reuse some of this stuff as well.
And also, I know of a great charity looking for things like if you got a belt sander or somebody wanted to donate a plane various other a drill press. I know a guy, I don't know a charity that would take those. He'd even come over and pick them up.
Rick,
and get them off
Rick's
your hands.
Toy box or?
No, yeah. It's Mino's Garage.
Mino's Garage.
It's called Johnny's Workshop.
Different 501c3.
I don't make any profit. My life is nonprofit.
You know, John, I've listened to you for years, and I know that you always have that thing about, well, you know, I'm gonna build this. Yeah. You know, someday yes. I'm gonna build this. I think.
Well, I don't have a belt sander.
But that same concept of someday I'm gonna use this. Someday I'm gonna buy this thing because someday it's gonna come in handy. It's like, well, a lot of times I still have a turntable downstairs and I still have some LPs. You know, and I'm like, yeah, someday I'm gonna hook that thing back up.
Yes.
And play those LPs.
Well,
that day hasn't come yet.
I know it hasn't, but boy, when we have the guy on for his Music Land.
Oh yeah, Todd.
You want to talk about something real popular right now? Oh, yeah. Turntables.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. And playing the vinyls.
And I'm not going to recycle that. Just
You guys got any old baseball cards or anything you're looking to get rid of and to recycle?
I have baseball cards. I'm good.
Just throwing it out there. Trying to help you declutter, okay?
Right.
Wow. But talk again about the overall mission that you guys, and this is perfect for our wheelhouse, about taking care of the community, not about making money. It's just about trying to help people, just even mentally, and make it a better place and help clear up your mind sometimes with things like this.
And little things make a big difference. I mean, we've got several different organizations here. We know the people that take the bicycles, and we'll let Tony mention that here a little bit more in a few minutes, really need them, and they make a real difference in their lives. For those of us that are members of the Lions Club, Lions Clubs for more than a century have been focused on sight and what can we do in the community. Yep. I just got a new pair of glasses a few weeks ago. Time for me to take the old ones, donate those. The Lions Clubs, they all go over to Rosholt. They're inspected. They're measured so they know the power of each of the lenses. And then they're packaged up so that people that can't afford glasses are able to get new ones. So there's all opportunities.
Damn it.
Here.
You know what?
You've got a ton of them laying around.
Well, you know which pair I was going to donate right now?
The ones with the speckles on
them. With the bling on them, because I bought them from the Dollar Tree, and they're the only last ones they had in my power. And they're women's glasses with the bling all over.
You know, another thing, cell phones. I mean, every time I get a cell phone, I usually don't turn in the old one. Put it in a drawer thinking I'm going to need that one just in case this one conks out. I never have.
No. What about remotes? I got 14 remotes.
Yep.
Bring them in. It's electronics. Bring them in.
Yeah. This is cool. This is great.
Yeah, so I mean, that overall purpose of decluttering, finding abundance and simplicity, it also ties into spring cleaning. Right?
Absolutely,
I mean, it's a great time to
you're
trying to clean out stuff, clean out your garage, clean out your house. Spring's a good time.
Can people look this up someplace on a website or Facebook?
So you can go. We actually created a specific website for this. It's decluttergreenbay.com. So you can go to decluttergreenbay.com. You'll see there the list of what's being taken, the hours, a little bit more information as well. So plenty of opportunities. We know we've got folks like some of the communities, they've got bulk pickup every month. Other communities, if you don't put it out at least twice a year, only twice a year, you don't have an opportunity. So this is an opportunity for folks across Northeast Wisconsin. Clean out that garage, clean out that basement, decluttergreenbay.com.
Kevin Erb, Tony Pickler, Simplify and Declutter in Alloway, coming up on April 12th. This is awesome. I'm going to keep pushing this between now and then, okay? And again, I want to help you guys out. I want this to be a collecting station where if you find a box of old football cards or something, they're not worth anything anymore, bring them down. In fact, I'll come pick them up for you. I'm doing my part for the community and your mental state. True?
Thanks, John.
Thank you so much. Glad I'm here.
Thanks.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Jim, of course, continuing his vacation, and Mino is flying solo this morning, kind of, because right now we also welcome from the news department at WISS and WGBW, Miss Lisa Hale.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, John. Hello, Todd.
How are you? How are things in Oshkosh?
They're really good. The sun is starting to rise. It's a pretty day out there.
You know, last week, whenever it was, when we came down to the show, you know, after the show, we went over to the unbelievable law offices of our Mr. Olson, and it was amazing. The old firehouse built in well over 100 years ago, and all the pictures of the horse-drawn pumpers or whatever you call them back in those days. And then, I mean, his office is right there where the Then you saw where the pole used to be and these old, then he's got that old safe in there. He's going to get, I want to be there. We want to try to do that live when they get the safe open because they left all kinds of stuff. The old firefighters did the old axes from a hundred years ago. So that was really cool coming down there. And once again, I know we've said this ad nauseum, but so much respect for downtown Oshkosh and not knocking down those old buildings, finding ways to convert them, you know, remodel them, do whatever you do, but to keep the historical, just coolness of them. Love that.
Yeah, I wish I could say that, you know, I had something to do with that, but I don't.
But right you're going to buy the condo right upstairs of where you're sitting now, right?
You know.
No, because you know. I know Lisa, and all she would do then is work.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
I used to.
Well, it's kind of like me, Lisa. I live right upstairs here, and that's all I do is work.
When I lived in another town, I lived literally about a football field away from the radio station.
Okay.
And I was always at work, always, because, you know,
yeah,
working home, it yeah. was the same place. There yeah. was not, you know, I'd walk to work every morning and smell cookies being made. It was great.
That was the worst thing. When we walked to school, there was a bakery as well. And you could tell which days they were making, like, the chocolate eclairs with the custard in them. And you're walking mm-hmm. to school, and you just had your bowl of cornflakes or Cheerios, or and you'd smell that stuff and think, man.
The smell of vanilla and sugar in the air is yeah. probably one of my favorite things
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what is going on for your Wisco weekend?
New Wisco weekend, we're goofing off.
Good.
I mean, seriously, we're goofing off. National Goof Off Day is Saturday, March 22nd. And so for New Wisco weekend this weekend, we're goofing off. We've got Cover Story has Pat Tracy telling us the best ways to goof off in and around the area.
If anybody knows, it's Pat Tracy.
Great ideas. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we've got different goof off tips and tricks from the entire New Wisco team. We talk about, you know, how we goof off. We've got an article or a feature on Bello Knock, who goofs off. And we've also got some serious stories as well this week. You know, we've got a story about Noah's firings and how it might affect Green Bay and what Tammy Baldwin wants to do. And we have stories about self-harm as well. But for the main part, we're talking about goofing off all this.
Nice.
This episode.
I like yeah. it.
Oh, it is going to be so much fun. And, you know, you've got to goof off. I know for you, goofing off deals a lot with sports, but also your job dealt a lot with sports. So it's kind of hard to goof off with sports when it was also work. So what do you do to goof off?
To goof off? Like, just, mm-hmm. like, you know, honestly, I'm totally fine at just chilling. I've gotten to that point in my life where I feel like chilling on the couch watching sports is goofing off. You know what All I mean? Because right. it used to be my job. And right. I didn't enjoy it nearly as much because it was always, are we recording this? Did you get this card? Did you cut those highlights? You didn't enjoy. Now,
right.
I love being in sweats and like watching the Badgers in the NCAA tournament or watching high school basketball or, you know what I mean? Things like that. That to me is goofing off because it used to be work and now it's like I'm doing the exact same thing, but there's no pressure.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what, you know, I write for a living, as you can tell.
Right.
I mean, I'm constantly writing. So I don't write poetry anymore. I don't write my short stories or my novels anymore because it's just extension of work.
Yes.
But I will sit down and I will watch the Golden Girls and giggle my little fanny off to goof off. So.
And I don't feel guilty now. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I should be right. doing something else. No, I've done that for right. 50 years, 40 years, covering every game there is. I just want to kick back and enjoy them now.
And there's nothing wrong with goofing off. You need that downtime sometimes. I mean, we're all, the United States is such a productivity-minded country. We want to be the best, do the most. You know, we've got national leaders saying their people are working 120 hours a week. Now, come on, that's just not good. But anyway, so you've got to have that downtime or else your brain's just going to seize up and you're going to, you know, get crotchety.
And I will say this, there's nothing I enjoy more than finding a new series from like a couple of years ago that I hadn't watched. And you get to watch like all 10 episodes. I could stay, if I've got a good one, I can stay with it literally 8 hours, like all day. Like when I first discovered Yellowstone and it was like, you know, from 2 years before or that other one, 1883, all those Taylor Sheridan, I could sit there for 6 hours. And just watch those movies or those
shows. That's why Netflix and all the binging has become so popular is because we need to shut our brains down. We need to just relax. And that's what this job is all about.
All right, Lisa, we're going to send it to a break. But I want to talk, when we come back, I want to talk about another thing I always bother you about. We'll talk more about Oshkosh and everything. But those storms down south where you used to live. I want to talk to you again about what's that like knowing a storm's coming in and you might lose your house. I mean, it's crazy. Well, okay, we're going to hit that when we come back. Okay. Lisa Hale, New Wisco Weekend Preview. It's a phenomenal show. More with Lisa as soon as we come back. Wait a minute now. It's just later tonight.
tailgates all up in the moonlight. And by the way, let's pay day. Leave it up for the weekend.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kondabolu is our guest in the second hour, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Heathrow Airport, the busiest in Europe, is closed right now and will be closed until tomorrow after a fire at an electrical substation nearby. London Fire Brigade Deputy Commissioner Jonathan Smith.
Fire involved a transformer comprising of 25,000 litres of cooling oil fully alight. This created a major hazard due to the still live high voltage equipment and the nature of the oil-fueled fire.
Heathrow serves more than 1,300 flights a day. More than 600 have already been canceled today. The NTSB is warning about the safety of a number of bridges in the wake of last year's Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. They are recommending the owners of 68 bridges in 19 states that are frequented by cargo ships assess vulnerability in the case of a crash. President Trump's Justice Department is due in court today to answer a federal judge's questions about why Venezuelan deportations were carried out. This is ABC News.